In the weeks leading up to Election Day, more than 3 million Pennsylvania voters requested a mail-in ballot. And in Lehigh County, 77,000 mail-in ballots were processed by high-speed envelope-opening machines. Among the ballots mechanically sliced open was that of Allentown resident Mariana Cordova.
In the past, I've had to take off like 2 hours, my lunch break and a bit more, to actually run over to the voting site. Having this option just gave me the flexibility.
The 28-year-old full-time student, who also has a part-time job, says voting by mail was more convenient. And she says it gave her another benefit, more time to think.
And it allowed me to actually sit down with my ballot and carefully read through it and really understand the questions. When you're in person, you kind of feel rushed because there are people behind you.
Voting by mail is new to Cordova, but it's not new to Pennsylvania.
We've had some version of mail-in ballot since the earliest days of the Republic. It certainly expanded dramatically during the Civil War.
That's Chris Borick. He teaches political science at Muhlenberg College.
Of course, soldiers ever since have been casting ballots via mail from their post around the world.
Borick says the expansion of mail-in ballots in the U.S. picked up in the 70s in California. But changes to Pennsylvania's election code have come slower. Here's Lehigh County election manager Tim Benyo.
There's still sections of the election code that say that we need to send lanterns to the polling places.
That's not actually enforced. In 1937, Pennsylvanians were given the right to vote by absentee ballot. To file one, a voter had to provide an excuse for not voting in person, like out-of-state travel. More than 80 years later, in 2019, a bill that would revolutionize the way Pennsylvanians vote was passed.
Act 77 was approved, supported by both the Republican and Democratic parties, and the reasoning for getting a ballot was waived.
The changes weren't controversial at first. And then in the 2020 election, Borick says vote by mail became a flashpoint for fears about election security. And that's without substantial evidence to back up any of the claims.
Given the messaging that President Trump and other Republicans had, it certainly kind of created this binary of mail balloting being Democratic and in person being Republican. Like so many things in American politics, the idea of mail ballot has taken on a partisan tone.
Coupled with the pandemic, Pennsylvania entered uncharted election territory. Benyo says his office typically processes about 3,000 absentee ballots each election.
Ended up, because of the pandemic, we had filled 90,000 requests.
Act 77 authorized a $90 million bond to help counties buy new systems to process larger quantities of paper ballots. But Benyo still needed one thing, more room.
Lehigh County has three conference rooms in the lower level. We ended up taking over all three spaces. The perimeter of the rooms were filled with racks of ballots. It looked like almost like a bingo hall, I guess.
On top of processing hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots, Benyo says election workers faced a lot of negativity.
The phone calls and the complaints and the arguing of one side or the other were the entire year. And I think that was probably the biggest stress for me. Getting yelled at every day for an entire year it takes its toll.
And he says that led to burnout.
20 directors out of 67 in Pennsylvania have retired or resigned from their positions just in 2020, and there's more going already this year.
And that's why his office is supporting changes to the election code.
We really like to be able to pre-canvass earlier so that we can have the results out in a more timely manner and people don't lose faith in what we're doing.
The County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania supports changes to the code, but it's unlikely that'll happen before the May primary. The group anticipates some movement before the general election in November. Megan Frank, WLVR News.